Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Okay, I'm going to use two. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you for the first time, but it sounds like I've been here for forever, from the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri! It's Saturday, September 14th, right? Two Oceans 13. Let me see those name tags, St. Louis. Oh, boy, we have like a full-blown robot costume. Very unhappy robot, angry robot. His face is angry, but his arms just hang by his side like he can't properly fight. What is all those little figures supposed to be?
My 10 favorite guests
of Doug Loves Movies, all little figurines sitting around a table. Everybody else, you lose. Who are, name three of your favorite guests. Paul F. Tompkins, Kumail Nanjiani,
and Mark
Maron are all on there, yeah, along with other ones. That's awesome. I was kidding about everybody else. You guys can still participate. What's that food you have in the front row? Chicken biscuits in a biscuit? What's your name?
Pat.
Where does it say Pat on there? Zero trans pats. You snuck it in on me, Pat. Well done. There's somebody named Brandy and Mike and Megan and some inglorious bastards. Wait, what's your name?
Laura.
Inglorious bastards. Okay. I get it now. The robot's falling to the ground. There's a baby, not a real one, because I don't think this club would let babies in. A lot of great name tags. Thank you guys so much for bringing those, and you know when to whip them out later. I don't know if you can tell in the sound of my voice, but I am stuffed. We just did a Dining with Doug and Karen here at the Firebird. With the amazing gorilla food truck. I put this microphone on stage myself, and I didn't bother to set the height on it, and now I don't have enough free hands to make it happen, but I'm gonna work on it for the next little bit. This thing down here, this part is so tight. Am I turning it the wrong way? Lucy, lefty, Lucy? Here, we got a pro here. Oh! Right? Isn't that a tight motherfucker? Jesus Christ, that's tight. Yeah, I'll hang on to this while you do that. That is like, holy shit. Who needs a shake weight when you have one of those? It's quite a workout. Oh, that's perfect. Thanks, dude. Oh, and my script fell on the floor and he picked it and he ran off on the side. That was super roadie action. I gotta remind me to knock a mic stand over later to see if he runs out and sets it. Sets it right away, because I love those guys. Yeah, so go ahead and listen to Dining with Doug and Karen with the amazing Gorilla Street Food Truck. They're parked outside all night for your culinary delight, so do it right, get it tight, all right. Sometimes I write these things down when I'm high, and then later I read them when I'm high, out loud to an audience. Since last I spoke and you listened, I recorded a Benson Interruption podcast number 23 in New York City, and it's available for $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes soon or now. And from the corrections department, Pete Holmes didn't get all the names to Devil Wears Prada because it was the asparagus pea category. As I described it, he just got all the names because he said he bid all the names, and then the next person in line just said, "Name that movie," and then Pete couldn't. So he should be embarrassed either way. And let's look in the prize bag, you guys. There's a lot of stuff in here. It's very chock full of stuff for our first show in St. Louis. First Doug Loves Movies. Of course, I've been here many times doing stand-up and stuff. Brought a couple of my CDs, of course, Gateway Doug and Smug Life. We've got, I got to hang on to the copy of the Leonard Maltin Game of Rules, but I'll throw one of those in there. The Doug Digs It that I found in a bargain bin, and I love because it stars our good friend Tom Lennon, is 17 again. So you get a copy of that. Then you can verify for me later if it's as good as I think it is. You might disagree. You might go, you know, hey, dude, that movie's for children. The fuck is wrong with you? Now, neither Lee Child nor Jack Reacher is here tonight, but one of the guests brought a copy of the book One Shot. That is, I love how it says on the front, a Reacher novel. Oh, it's a Reacher. I got to get that. I like all the Reachers. But we got some... we got a T-shirt from Gorilla Street Food Truck. Yeah, so that's neat. And there's a bunch of shirts in here. There's another one of our guests will have to explain. And then also a shirt that somebody gave to me that says on it... Dazed Vixens, and it's got kind of like a silhouette of a lady with a nice boob, little side boob action, and then she's blowing some sort of smoke out. I venture to guess it might be marijuana smoke. And another weird thing. Lots of things we're going to have to get these guests to explain, so let's get them out here. Local comedy detectives probably already know who the three guests are. Three of my favorites, and probably three of yours. Please welcome Karen Anderson, Graham Elwood, and Jeff Tate. Just go sit down. Just go sit down. Just no hugging and kissing. Just sit the hell down.
What's up?
Hi. Oh, hi. Oops. I'm gonna.
Oh, well.
We should go like that so we could all see better.
Say what?
Nothing.
You start by disrupting and then not following through with whatever it is. Just tell everybody.
I thought that
there's
be
people
nice
listening
if
to
Graham
this.
Graham could be able to see down that side.
Oh, thank you.
I have a lot of dinner parties.
Make sure everybody. Now Jeff has to scoot back. You know that we all just have to keep doing that. The idea is we're all in a row and everyone sitting directly ahead of us can see us. We don't have to see each other. There you go.
That's it.
That's the right idea.
There.
Oh, let's do it like The Voice. Let's all turn our chairs around, and when the audience sounds interesting, we'll spin around. Oh, I really like that laugh.
Hello.
him.
All right, we might as well start with him since he's already spoken twice before being introduced. The master of all dialects, it's Graham Elwood, everybody. And real quickly, as people are turning this show off because they think you're going to whistle some more... What are these awesome gifts that you brought, Graham?
I brought that's.
Was this you?
Nope.
Oh, that's the Gorilla Food Truck.
The Gorilla Food
shirt.
Truck.
What shirt did you bring?
I brought a truck. I brought my own truck. There's a fire truck in there, and it's real. I brought a T-shirt from the good people at Squarespace.com.
That's this one.
Yeah, that's the Squarespace one. I'm wearing it myself. Yeah. I tattooed it on my
very nice
my
of you
butt.
To promote your thing on another podcast. But fortunately, the good folks at Squarespace. Also, you brought a... What is this little book thing?
Squarespace just sent me a bunch of little notepads. So I'll be... After the show, I'll be right over there selling stuff, and you can get a Squarespace notepad.
Oh, you got enough for everybody?
For enough people who want them, yeah. Oh. It's,
for with purchase, if they buy something from you after the show.
Sure, yes.
Because you also brought a copy of your book, Comedy Film Nerds.
Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies. What's up? Yeah, so I'll be selling that after the show. And
you might as well get your plugs done right now.
Let's do it. ComedyFilmNerds.com, of course, and Los Angeles Podcast Festival. A couple ladies who were there last year were coming this year. It's October 4th through 6th. Tickets still available. Dining with Doug and Karen is going to be at the festival with Doug Loves Movies and about 30 other shows. So go to lapodfest.com. Oh, yeah, and the Whistling Banes are going to be playing New Year's Eve at the Arkham Asylum Ballroom. So get your tickets for that, guys. Going to be a great show.
Their first show on New Year's Eve, or is that the end of a tour?
Yeah, they're kicking off, the Whistling Banes are kicking off their tour at Arkham
it's
Asylum.
It's opening and closing night of the Whistling Banes.
For 2013.
It's opening and not really happening night for the Whistling Banes. And Jeff, you brought the Jack Reacher novel.
Yep.
So thank you so much for that. Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello. I like to read my movies.
Yeah, I mean, a Tom Cruise novelization, it's not really a novelization, the novel came first, but I'm sure Tom Cruise liked it because he probably has to, like, run really fast a lot. Like, he has to run down the street quickly probably a bunch of times.
There's some running. He's got some shit to take care of, man. He's Jack Reacher. He's not just going to fucking hang back.
Then that's true of Tom Cruise as well, I think.
Yeah.
That guy's a dynamo. What are these CDs that you brought?
I brought those because I'm a fan of this rock and roll outfit. It's called Magnolia Mountain, and then there's another one by a guy named Mark Utley. It's the same guy. One's a band and one's like a solo album.
And you like them enough that you purchase copies and give them away?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that band. They're from Cincinnati. I fucking love that band a lot. And I want to, somebody here can get it and listen to it and dig it and tell all your friends in St. Louis.
Yeah, spread the word.
And then
those guys will be known from Cincinnati to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Really, you know, getting it out there.
I have a higher faith in your listenership.
From the Arch to Skyline Chili.
And also everybody that listens to the podcast is going to know that
that's
Magnolia
a good point.
Mountain.
So that's why we should.
That is a good point, Doug. Don't you think?
That's why we should mention that you actually brought your own CD.
Yeah.
And it's called "I Got Potential."
I Got Potential.
Jeff Tate. Yeah, and you're wearing a spirit hoodie. You're wearing a spirit animal on your head. In the isn't that what that is?
I have no idea, man. I just put it on at Target and does it.
That's how you shoot your album covers? You just go to Target and try things on? And
that one? I mean, I didn't really have a plan. I just saw the picture and was like, nailed it. Perfect.
True. Doug, I feel bad because I didn't bring any presents. I didn't know.
That's Karen Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. First time guest on the show.
Obviously. so can I Jeff, go get something, please?
Jeff, if you could please pass this card to her for her to read to learn how to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, thank you. And also, can I go get something out of my backpack for
no,
a prize?
No, you're going to sit down and learn how to play.
I have something.
You do?
I can go get something.
Okay, what do you mean you're going to go get something? You're just going to grab something out of your bag?
I have a partially used MasterCard gift card that I could bring.
Yeah. What is... Anyone want $7.53 worth of...
Who knows how much is left on it?
Oh, that's the fun thing about when somebody else gives you a gift card that's partially used.
There's no way.
It comes like Price is Right at the cash register. You got to guess. Maybe I need to put one of these items back.
And what if it's there's like 50 grand on there and they just suck it?
Yeah!
I'm screwed.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and go get it, Karen. Okay. You have my permission.
Here, I'll read the rules on the card.
No, you won't.
This guy wants it.
People have heard that enough. No, I want you to just look at it later and try not to ruin the whole evening.
What a great host. Try not to fuck it up.
Graham, you weren't here during Dining with Doug and Karen, and you've never heard Dining with Doug and Karen, but that's pretty much our dynamic, is we call each other stupid and
well, I think it needs to change.
Do you just feel infringed upon?
No.
What does that mean, Dr. Tate?
No, I don't know what it
means. What are you
means,
going for
I
there?
Don't feel that way.
Are you
way.
Psychoanalyzing us?
No, I feel like Graham's jealous that you're calling someone else stupid. So you had to go get another podcast.
That's what it is.
I rarely call him stupid, but...
Or maybe the abuse needs
that's
to
not,
end.
Him being stupid isn't my problem with him.
It's me being great.
Now, Jeff taught me... Don't do it. Jeff taught me a new movie game today, Graham. And, oh, great, Karen's coming back just in time to...
Can I get a glass of water, by the way?
Just oh, yeah. Get him some water.
I got an extra TJ Maxx card.
Oh. Wow.
Combined.
Listen to the cheers that came out from that.
It's legit.
Why is there more than one thing? Oh, one is the vanilla gift card from MasterCard. And it says it was originally for $50. How much do you think you spent?
I think it was Spencer's, my son's. So I'll give him the money. So you got to sign your name Spencer Marchuka, okay?
And, wait, you have to commit fraud to cash this in?
And
Take it back.
No,
nobody wants to do that.
It will totally work.
Wow. This is so flim-flammy.
They can't check ID for
Karen
that.
Karen also has the winning numbers of the Nigerian lottery. Just need your bank info, and we can get that all squared away, guys.
What kind of lottery?
The Nigerian. You know those spam emails you get, from the Nigerian lottery.
I was like, wow, you're really pulling something out of your ass with Nigerian lottery.
He bought a Batman Lego set. So I think it was about...
That was probably almost the full 50.
No, it was about $32.
So you think there's $18 left for someone who wants to commit fraud.
Yes.
And remember to sign Spencer Marchuka.
Yes. It's on the back.
Very common name. I talk into the glass instead of the microphone.
Oh, they just have to match. His signature is already on the back. You just have to pretend.
You can't really read
you
that.
You can't make it out at all, yeah.
You can probably make your own name up, actually. And then...
They
TK
always
Maxx.
Check the signatures to the letter.
Yeah, and
they're
when she
particular.
Said make your own name up, I think she meant just like use your own name.
You're right.
You don't have to.
You could make up a name and sign it.
I mean, if you want.
That way you might not get in trouble when the shit goes down.
And TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
Yeah, that just goes for, you know, you don't need a...
How much do you think this was worth initially? Because it doesn't say.
You know?
Might have been a 50 bucker?
I don't
20
know.
Bucker?
I have to say that you might have to get your ATM out at the same time. Because it might be $5. I don't know. Might be $3.20.
But at least with
nothing
the TJ...
Nothing costs a lot there.
At least the TJ Maxx one is transferable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So at least they're not going to...
Just have them call me if there's a problem. Like when you're using your mom's credit card and you got to call and, you know, is it okay, Miss Sanders, she uses your... Yes! How do they know it's you? They're a person. You don't.
I'm a legal guardian of Spencer Pachuka. And
Pachuka!
Whatever.
Wow, you're the worst legal guardian. Like, you don't even have his last name down. But that's for you to reference. You can look at that like at various points during the show and
I can't see so
learn
good,
how to
God
play. You've seen the show before.
Once.
Just the one time.
I listened to it other times, but I've seen it live once.
Okay. So you should be, you have more of a grasp of it than most of my guests do.
I can't see that.
I would hope.
Well, where's he wandering off to?
Graham's making a vine of us.
Just a photo.
Just a photo?
I always do a panel selfie and then post it when the show drops. Aw, shit.
I took a picture of me in the arch today, put it on Facebook, not one fucking person commented on it.
What do you blame that on, you or the arch?
Is that...
Which is more disinteresting?
What a disappointment!
What'd you put for the caption? That could have helped. You could have wrote something like "Defiance is a lie."
Said I'm dining with Doug. Said I'm dining with Doug and Karen. You know, I mean, it was a good picture. It was like, you know, it had the whole arch behind me. I was all proud. Not one goddamn comment. Nothing.
I bet you'll get a few
out of
now.
The 200 friends I have on Facebook.
You should have laid down and angled it so it looked like it was your dick. You probably would have got a lot of comments then.
I'll do it tomorrow.
So let's teach Graham your new movie game that we'll call the Jeff Tate game for the time being. You taught it to me earlier today in front of some of these people.
I was thinking about it. How come it was so difficult to play with you?
Because it's hard to go first.
And I also realized that when I... Because I usually play this game with my brother, and it's a piece of cake because we're brothers, so I know what he knows. Right, so maybe it's difficult.
You know all the same movies?
Yeah, if my brother was here, man, it'd be fucking fun as shit to watch. But we play a game where, like, I would say a movie, and then he would say a movie that had an actor from my movie in it also, and then I would try to guess what the, like, figure out real quick what the actor link was, and then he would say another movie that guy was in, I would say another movie from the... Right.
Yeah, it's fun. I think Graham and I are going to play it in the car in the rental car episodes, but let's try another one, just you and me, just to show him how it works. But do you want me to go first this time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first this time. Rocky.
The Expendables.
Was Burgess Meredith in that?
Yeah.
Did they wheel in the corpse of Burgess Meredith? I didn't mean, hey, let's make it seem like the dumbest game ever with the easiest.
But you do realize that we just now effectively taught everyone how to play.
But you taught everybody to play a really dumb game. I want to show them
that it can be
challenging in some way.
Well, no, it can be, except that I also, I mean, now that you've gone first, it does expose the fact that I've never seen Rocky. And so I just
So that's how it works. You have to see movies to know what actors might be in
them. I don't know.
Them.
I'm trying to think of, I could say, all right, what if I said Happy Gilmore?
Oh, we're playing again?
Yeah, like, I'll just say, like, you say Rocky, I say Happy Gilmore.
Carl Weathers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I say Predator.
Oh, it keeps going?
Yeah, you can keep going until you're out. And then I just say another movie Carl Weathers was in, and then you say something.
Oh, we've played that before. That's just jumping back and forth. I like the idea of hearing the two titles and having to come up with the person that's in both. And that's
well,
the whole,
your,
that's,
your way is better because it's harder.
Yeah, yeah. I want it
My
to be
way
hard.
Takes
I want to play
because it's easy.
Let's do one more. Okay. Give me a tougher one.
Safe Men.
That is a tougher one because I'm in your boat on that one. I never saw Safe Men, but I think I know who was in that. So I'll say audience is trying to help me. So since I think I know who's in that, I'll say Iron Man 2.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
They're pretty good. What do you say, Graham?
I like it. I think it's a fun game. The original version, it sounded like just Jeff and his brother would just say movies to each other. And they'd go, yeah, this is great. And then that would be the game. Which is a good
brother.
Let's
play the name movies both of us know game. First person who hasn't heard of one is out.
We would keep it going and then like out of nowhere try to jam each other up, you know?
Did you say we'd keep it a going?
We're keeping it going. Me and a Jeff and Tate's a brother.
No, do not get Graham started on his amazing dialect work because he loves.
I am from a China.
He loves to show that. He shows that
I
shit off.
I was speaking a Mandarin to you today. I am living near the Great Wall. I know where the Kung Fu. I've never seen a Rocky.
Was that last one me? Is that what he's doing now?
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't understand the arms
it's
part.
It's impenetrable.
I think he was doing a Chinese accent, but the arms don't make any sense.
That's how they talk in China.
They don't talk like that in China. They don't have enough room to gesticulate.
That's a bigger country. Going north into the hills.
I want Graham and Karen to try a round of that game now. Either one of you can go first. First one who can think of a movie.
I think I'm in Password for some reason.
Yeah, that card's not going to help you right now.
The password is French.
Kissing.
Ooh, boo, boo.
You want me to go first?
I'm sure, go for it. Just name a movie.
How about, let's go with...
any fucking movie.
Well, I'm thinking of all these insanely obscure movies right now because
I'm saying.
So I don't want to do that. So I'm going to just go.
Hey, now, don't
cock block me.
Is that your German accent?
I am. Sauerkraut.
Both of you sound like a voice that both of you does.
Hey, don't cock block me.
Just play the game.
All right.
Oh, all right.
I'll do one.
Let's do one. All right.
I got one.
Let's go with Caddyshack.
All right, now, Karen, you have to name another movie that you think has somebody from Caddyshack.
But I don't want to say.
And then he has to guess who that person
but
is.
But I'll do if I say the Chevy Chase, that's no good.
There's no reason to say that.
No, if I say Fletch.
You have to name another. Oh.
So yeah. She just says Chevy Chase, then she should just go Chevy Chase, and then winner. I'm the winner.
You'd probably have a better time stumping him if he said Fletch Lives. Nobody saw that.
You're right.
Was that?
He still would have put it together that Chevy Chase was in Caddyshack and a Fletch film.
Probably, Jeff.
But like, for instance, like, think of somebody else who was in Caddyshack. Can you think of anybody else who's in Caddyshack?
Well, yeah, but like anyone I can think of.
And then don't say it out loud.
He'd know.
Well, maybe not. Take a shot, but you know. Can you think of someone else who's in Caddyshack? Just say no if you can.
I can.
Okay, now just any movie that person was in.
Back to School.
All right, here we go.
Rodney Dangerfield.
That's right.
Yeah, that is right.
I mean...
This is a fun game!
We'll play in the car. We'll play in the car, Graham. When we're driving to Wisconsin, we'll play it.
His way makes sense.
We'll tear
so
it
then
up.
You say another movie, and it's going to get
narrower.
And that
just narrower. Goes on forever.
No,
yeah.
It actually gets narrower.
Yeah, that's
kind
what
of.
That's what we try
kind
to
of
do.
Gets narrower.
But it is actually, that is a good car game, because the car games are for just killing time.
Yeah.
So.
But they play it on, like, Jimmy Pardo's podcast. I'm not trying to take that game from another podcast. That's all I'm saying.
Check.
Bag of corn, friend.
What's that?
Huh?
I play it.
The way you described the game today earlier, that's what I want to play.
Oh,
this other thing you keep talking about, I don't give a shit about that.
Okay.
That's a game on another podcast.
Oh.
Good one.
I didn't know there were other I just found out there's... According to Graham, there's like at least 30 of them. There's 30 booked at the LA Podcast Festival. Yeah. I assume some are going twice.
Yes.
30 seems like a high number of podcasts.
It is.
I am in two of them. So that knocks it down quite a bit. There's just
I've
me,
heard
me
of those
28
two.
Other podcasts.
I've
yeah, you've been on those two.
I've been on those
You're
two.
You're on one of them right now. You're soaking in it.
Fucking wild, man. You're right. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh,
shit, bitch.
Oh, man.
I'm supposed to ask you guys some stuff.
I have a question for you, Doug.
Oh, please.
I've been wanting to ask you this for a long
time. Oh, we're out of time. We have to keep moving. What?
What is? What would be? What's the most surprising movie? What do you think would surprise these people the most of a movie that you've not seen? Did that make what the?
Oh, it kind of made sense.
I get you.
Right?
I'm getting used to how you phrase things. So I'm starting to figure it out. We're like brothers, and. Like, what were you trying to say about Hall & Oates before backstage?
Hall & Oates is a way better thing to have happen before.
See,
the
like,
game
you can't even tell where you're going with that sentence.
Steely Dan.
You have so many words out, and I'm still like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, before Dining with Doug and Karen, like, Steely Dan's
they played
greatest
a lot of Steely
playing,
Dan, yeah.
And I just kept waiting for my parents' friends to show up. And then.
And they did, some of them.
So you were excited when Hall & Oates came on because that's more your speed.
Well, it's just, it has a speed, right? There's a fucking 4-4 beat.
It's
people
peppier.
Are like, all right, something's going to happen here. Earlier, people were like, I don't know. Are we in the right place? Am I waiting for a prescription to get filled right now?
I don't trust any band that's named after a dildo. That's my thing. Like, I would never use a Hall & Oates dildo. But I would never listen to them.
The more we know.
Hall & Oates has their own dildo? Wait, what did I miss?
I know. You were busy doing something else down there.
All right.
But I do have one question for you guys, and that's, have you been to the cinema lately? We'll start with Graham, because he's always up on the latest.
Yep.
He saw the Riddick movie, I'm sure.
Yeah. Missed out on that one.
Oh, you didn't go to that?
No, I did not. Although we were bagging on it hard on Comedy Film Nerds, and a fan sent in a thing and a whole interview with Vin Diesel, how he put his own money in and like he had to make this Riddick thing happen, and he was like, oh, I was only going to go bankrupt, which is complete bullshit. Because the budget on that was like $30 million. I don't know what he's talking about. But
yeah, and I put a few mil in on Kickstarter.
Yeah, we all chipped in.
I'm kind of regretting it. I thought it was going to be a return to the Pitch Black, but it was just more.
I thought it was going to be
more Riddick.
I thought it was going to be Garden State 2, but they ended up making another Riddick movie with that money.
That's a fast turnaround on that.
It's out already.
What have you seen then, Graham?
I just saw the movie The Grandmaster, which is a great, the guy, people involved with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon did it. It's about Ip Man, who is the guy who trained Bruce Lee. It's a limited release, but you can probably get it on VOD. It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's got all these cool slow-mo fight scenes in it, like Crouching Tiger. It's really cool.
So it's a documentary?
Yeah, with slow-mo fight scenes. Wait, hold on. Before you guys settle this score, let me make a switch on the video.
Have you had a chance to see anything, Karen?
Well, I haven't been in the movies in a long time. I took the kids to see Andy's first movie, the four-year-old. I think it's his second movie, actually. Despicable Me 2. I liked it. I liked the first one a whole lot.
Was he able to follow it because he hadn't seen the first one yet?
You know, it was, he seemed to like
he's
it.
He's seen it on video, the first one, or DVD?
Yes, he saw the first one
go.
On video. Yeah.
So he was up to speed.
She said it was his first movie.
Well,
in a theater.
No, in a theater.
And it was his second. There's this whole mystery about what the first
well,
one
the first
actually
one was.
Was
a Mommy and Me thing. He was baby. So it doesn't count.
What was the movie?
Oh, God, I don't
Salt. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why it came out of my mouth.
Fucking Salt.
Salt.
She jumps from one
baby
truck
to see
another.
Salt.
Well, that's what those Mommy and Me's are for.
You can be in a room full of babies and nobody gets mad
and
about
still
the crying.
Be horrible
but it's irritating,
for them.
Yeah.
I went to go see a regular kid movie. I didn't go see, like, you know, some scary movie.
Salt's not scary.
No.
Yeah,
so,
she's a spy.
So Despicable Me too. Except for then I did see, like I was telling you, on the plane. It's not new, but I was watching Batman Rises. Or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Batman Rises.
What's it called again? What's it called?
Here, Dark Knight Rises.
Thank you.
Why does he have two names?
Well, I got fooled because of your Batman bracelet.
Yes. Keep calm and call Batman.
Did you like it?
I did.
It's good stuff.
I loved it. I haven't finished the end yet, though. But so far, here's how few movies I see. I was like, wow, this is really good. So I don't know if it's good or not, but I love
it. Yeah, if you don't see anything, it's probably the best.
Yeah, I love movies all the time.
Probably the best one of
it's
all the ones
you haven't
seen.
It's great if you see a million movies. It's fucking great.
Yeah, Graham's its biggest fan.
I really liked it a lot.
Jeff?
I liked it.
All right, moving on.
Wait, what are we... I saw...
Did you see Lone Ranger again?
No. It's not in the theater anymore.
Yeah, that thing took a fast shit.
Listen, you guys, I just now figured out what you meant. Johnny Depp, turns out he's not an Indian. And that's what you guys are complaining about.
I was mad at Edward Scissorhands, because he doesn't really have scissors for hands.
There are people out there who have scissor hands.
He's not really a grape.
Right? I didn't realize...
I want to see the grape Gatsby. That would be awesome.
I didn't understand what you guys were talking about until I was writing my heated letter to the network about the new show Ironsides.
Yes.
I was like, hold on. There are people in wheelchairs who can act. Why the fuck are you pretending? Oh, he's not really Indian. I get it. Now I'm kind of turning around on Lone Ranger. But I saw The World's End was the last...
Yay!
I heard that's good.
And I saw the movie I was in, Strange Brand of Happy. I saw it yesterday.
And did your line get in the movie?
I had three scenes. Turns out, I talked to the director last week. Turns out I had never said Girls Man. Turns out I said it to you the first time.
You never said it in the movie?
No.
Or on the set of the movie, thinking you were saying it in the movie?
No, I think...
That was your story to me.
That's what I thought I said. It turns out that was like a two-word encapsulation of all of my scenes.
Because what do you actually say?
Too bad. Things like that. Like, oh, I don't know, man. Bad. Like, I just say things like that. Like,
oh, so you said man.
Right. I mean, I still talk like this, but it was a...
You might not have ever mentioned girls.
We were talking about girls, so I got confused. First, we filmed it 2 years ago. So I forgot I was in it. Remember, I didn't know the name of it until this time.
And how?
What's the name of it?
Where did you see it?
A Strange Brand of Happy. It's in the theater.
Which one?
Across the street from my house.
Really?
Yeah. Like a big AMC.
Just so you could see it?
No, it's in 5 theaters in Cincinnati. It's in 45 other theaters.
Around the country?
Yeah. It's playing in Van Nuys.
Oh, shit. Road trip.
Who, is there anybody in it that we know? Have you told us this already?
Shirley Jones is in it.
From the Partridge Family?
Yeah.
Mrs. Partridge.
And her husband.
Jack Cassidy? He's dead.
No, not the one. Not her fake TV husband, her real life husband.
No, that was Jack Cassidy.
All right, he's dead. He's another guy, long dead. Newer guy.
Burned to death, Karen. So thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
Wow, way to go.
I didn't know.
Wow, this is like a...
Marty something, right?
Marty Ingalls.
Marty Ingalls.
He's in it. There was another old guy who was supposed to be that character. He couldn't. He was doing.
You're in a movie with a bunch of old people. Like, are there any young characters?
Yeah, but there's not any. It's like an independent movie.
How are they selling the movie? Like, what's the...
I don't know. Me?
Jeff
Tate. I'm the only one promoting this motherfucker.
Cincinnati's own.
And I'm in three scenes. My name is towards the bottom of the credits. Jeff Tate, right at the bottom. I found out my character's name is Jason. I didn't know that. I thought I was a bartender.
This is the greatest movie ever.
I took my parents to see it. My mom took a picture of the screen of the movie theater. And then at the end, she was like, I didn't think it turned out that great. And I was like, but she was talking about the picture that she took of the screen. And it was, and it was like, of course, like, my mom doesn't understand that she can just remember that shit happened. She didn't have to take a picture of it and show her stupid Facebook friends on her phone. A phone picture of the fucking movie screen that I was in a movie. It's a real movie. Just show them the movie.
How'd you look in it?
How'd I look in it?
Yeah, well, you might have time to watch the whole thing.
No, I mean, I look.
Whole Shirley Jones movie.
I was probably, wearing this shirt. It was only 2 years ago.
Did you have the baseball cap on and the beard?
I didn't have a baseball cap on. I did notice that, like, the first time I saw it, I was watching it, and I was like, I fucking lost that watch. Like, honest to God, that's the only thing I took away from the movie. They're like, what'd you think of the movie? I was like, I remember that watch, and I don't know where the fuck I left that watch. It's a good watch. I had it for like 12 years. It was silver, had a yellow face. Fucking can't find that watch. But apparently I had it as recently as 2 years ago.
Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin!
Oh. I'm scared.
Don't be scared, Karen.
This is the part where you go out into the audience and you pick a name tag that you want to play for and you bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. All right, we're back. Let's see who you guys are playing for. What do you have here, Jeff Tate? Show me your name tag. What is that? It's Burt Reynolds, Sharky's machine. He just put Justin over it. Not even Justin's machine. Just Justin's machine.
It's Justin's machine. He just
Justin's. Oh, I see. Yeah, you could see the
soundtrack music from Burt.
You could see Justin's the S machine. From Sharky's though. So it's
and
really,
you can see all of Burt. I mean, it's not a.
It's
great,
not the best name tag, probably.
But
I'd probably put it in the bottom 10% in this room. From what I saw, but you know, it spoke to you. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
It's got an album inside. Like, who doesn't want to listen to the Sharky's Machine soundtrack?
Who doesn't? I'm gonna.
It's got some amazing tracks on there. There's a lot of dun 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 dun.
It's got Street Life by Randy Crawford, Dope Bust, Flora Purim, and Buddy DeFranco.
Please don't read every song. That's all. So we're good.
Oh my God, it has a song by Doc Severinsen. High Energy by Doc Severinsen.
You know that's just like a total fucking trumpet jam. What do you got, Karen?
This is a picture. It's a picture painted of Andrew Jernigan from the Trailblazers, Lewis and Clark College. He's right over there.
Okay.
And his friend painted it.
He goes to Lewis and Clark Community College. How do you find that school?
I graduated.
Oh, he graduated.
But that's his picture, and that's him, and it looks just like him. I think it kind of looks like James Franco just a little bit. I don't know.
A guy. This is a painting of a guy. But he's got royal garb on.
It's pretty, very well done, if you ask me.
All right, that's an interesting name tag. And then this one. I got to get a good shot of this. Oh, my God. This is really crazy.
Basically made out of clay, his dream Doug Loves Movies panel. And it's got
me there, of course. Yeah. I'm glad to be part of the dream panel. Then Kumail, and then
Marc Maron.
Oh, that's Marc Maron. That mustache is crazy.
And then there's me.
There's Graham. You're all like, hey!
I look like Jamie Farr from MASH.
You look very anxious to participate or put on a dress. And then there's that's Lil Wolverine.
Yeah, I gave him one eyebrow, which is great.
He looks kind of fat for Lil Wolverine.
There's Pete Holmes.
Yeah, that's a good Pete Holmes.
There's Jeff and
Jeff
TJ.
Garland. See, Jeff Garland and Lil Wolverine shouldn't have the same size face. And then is that TJ?
Yeah, it's TJ
Miller. That's a good one. And then Paul Tompkins and Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a very cool. What's his name again?
Nate.
Nate, all right.
And then he wrote on the back, he goes, "Dear guest, thanks for picking my name tag. Below I wrote a shithead. Please don't read it. This would ruin the joke. Save it for Doug. Thanks. And good luck."
So we're not to read the back of this.
Don't read it.
There's a lot of seats at that table. You must have not been able to find a picture of me.
Yeah, you got cut out of the Girls Man movie, so he couldn't use the...
No, I'm still in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it has a name, Graham.
What's it called?
It's called...
It's called Batman
Subject.
Rising.
A Batman Rising.
All right, I'm finishing up my Vine. DLM, STL.
I don't want this to fall.
Do we hold these, or what do we do?
You can hold them. I'm afraid. I usually hold my name tag, but this one I'm setting down because I don't want it to break.
Here, let me move that.
Yeah, that's a really, that's a cute name tag.
That's amazing.
I'd like to make love to that name tag.
We're all going to after the show.
That'd be the weirdest, jerk.
Yeah.
You find your own avatar.
Ooh, I gotta go to sleep early. I just remembered.
Other plans? You're not gonna join us for our weird man party after the
We want to fuck our own faces? What's your problem?
Is Marc Maron trying to strangle Kamau?
Yes.
Right, of course he is.
Some intricate detail.
Yeah. That's pretty much what would happen if you get all those that group together.
I'm in a red shirt, which I don't think I've ever worn in my life, but...
Yeah, I guess he couldn't find a shirt with any comic book characters on it.
What picture did you get? What picture did you pull that from? To me standing in front of the Batmobile?
He's going to prove to you that you wore a red shirt.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there I am in a red shirt that I never wear.
I wore that. I actually did. I did a Christmas party for some company in Reno in, like, 2005.
Yeah, that's how you get him in red. It's got to be a Christmas party.
Yep.
And they say, we want a new modern Santa. We just want a sleek, like a Santa that looks like he skateboards. He could wear a red shirt and like long sleeves underneath, maybe a bunch of hippie bracelets. That'd be fantastic.
A bus pass peeking out his shirt pocket.
All right, you guys, we got several games to play.
Bus pass.
So let's get on it. Yeah, let's keep it moving. First up, how much did this shit make? When we were in Philly last Sunday, we ran out of time for this, and I really wanted to play it because I chose something special to Philly. And now that we're in St. Louis, there's really no point. But I can't think of any shitty movies that were made in St. Louis. I'm sure there has to be.
Meet Me in St. Louis?
Has to be one. Is a shitty movie?
Oh, no, you're right, I see. I get it.
Escape from New York is not a shitty movie, no. Sir. Or Weird Lady.
Escape from New York!
Why is there still a sign being held up?
Shitty St. Louis.
Oh, what's it called?
Up in the Air.
Up in the Air was a great movie, dude. It was a Doug's. It was a Doug Diggs-it.
You didn't like that goddamn movie?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
If I were to pick your name tag, I would smash it right now and go get another one.
Oh, you know what though? How cool would it look if you smashed the one you did pick?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing
like
that.
If a big Graham Elwood monster stepped on all of us. We're just trying to do a podcast, and you just crush us. What are they made out of? Are they crushable? They're pretty sturdy.
No, it's clay.
It'd break. Okay.
You wouldn't want me to crush it, though, would you, Nate?
Of course he wouldn't want that.
He put a lot of work into it. He's like,
he put a lot of work into it, so yeah. Don't crush it, Graham. Where'd you get such a crazy idea?
I guess from that Aaron guy that hates good movies.
But seriously, how great of a vine would that be? Like, you see them all sitting there, and then
just a
giant foot comes in and crushes them.
It'd be super great if it was like if it was actually all those like if it was all those people and a Monty Python foot dropped down on the roof. Like, let's not smash this guy's real thing he made.
I'm finding out what a sensitive soul you are today.
I have a sauce. It's really, I have a Burt Reynolds sauce.
It's really cute. Arguably, the worst Rocky movie was Rocky Part Two. Arguably, because some will argue.
That's the one with all the magazine covers.
Well, Graham probably dislikes one more. Five is your least favorite.
Oh, I think four.
Four.
Is this your first time? You don't know Graham loves cool shit or hates fucking rad movies? That's what I meant to say.
Great joke. Way to slam a guy. Yeah, what are you wearing? A shirt that makes you look cool? I mean, a dumb one that's stupid because your body's
dumb. Hey, Graham, what are you doing? Talking words out of your mouth?
Are you
one of those mouth talkers?
Saying funny things? I mean, things that are dumb and not good? Burn.
Rocky IV, he beat a Russian.
Rocky IV. I think my buddy made the song to that, No Easy Way Out.
I would go Rocky V, I guess. That's the one where that's pretty bad.
That's the one with like street fighting in it, and he's got a young protege.
That's Tommy Gunn Morrison.
Son.
Yeah, that movie's
right.
Really
isn't
awful.
It his kid? Like getting his son's getting picked on. It's something like that, right?
Oh, it's supposed to be his son?
I don't have any idea, man. I've never seen Rocky V.
You saw Rocky. Did you fight afterwards? I got punched.
What does that mean?
Well, because you see it, so you want to play box, right? When I was a kid.
Well, yeah, remind everybody that you saw Rocky when you were seven.
I was young.
These are a bunch of people who are like, what? Even though they all had plastic lightsabers.
Yeah, right.
It's the same thing, guys.
Well, I got knocked out. is my point.
Well, that's what happened to Rocky.
You
so
hard
you did
enough.
A really good job.
My brother punched me and knocked me out after
because
Rocky.
Because you liked Rocky so much.
Because we played Rocky.
He couldn't have punched a slab of meat. He had to hit his sister.
We were playing boxing.
You played Rocky. He played Apollo Creed.
I just figure other people might... I figured other people might have got knocked out after seeing a Rocky movie. But look,
I think you're alone on that.
To show you how unique you can be.
I think you're all by yourself.
We're all unique, Karen.
Yes.
Hey, let's update a little bit. How many of you guys fucking broke your necks after seeing Warrior? Okay, how much did Rocky II make? Is that what the question is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like,
according to Box Office Mojo, without going over, it's total domestic box office.
Well, let's say this was
and
back
we're gonna,
then.
And we're going to, what?
Back then.
I'm going to let you go last, Karen.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the power position in this game.
Okay.
We're going to start with Graham. How much do you think it made, Graham?
I think it made $80 million.
Okay. Jeff?
$110 million.
$1. I'm going
to
go.
People are encouraging Karen to go for the sneaky $1
move. I'm going for $38
million. What'd you say again, Graham?
80? 80.
80. And Jeff, what Jeff said is irrelevant. And then Karen.
Right, exactly right.
Karen said 38. And the closest, without going over, Rocky 2, which encouraged them to make Rocky 3, which could be one of the better ones, made $85.1 million.
Wow.
So Graham is already dominating this competition. He's out of his chair. He's accepting accolades. He's really thinking about stepping on that name tag.
Good point.
The great thing is you're edging me to do it. The minute I do it, you'll be like, what a dick Graham Miller would edge everybody. He hates the fans.
I don't know. I think it'd be neat to see, but he seems to want it back.
I don't.
I think it's worth it.
He says it's worth it. We talked him into it.
Find it and tag me.
He'll Vine me and tag me in it. He's negotiating.
Why don't you just wait and he'll Vine him pulling it out of his suitcase broken when he gets back to Los Angeles.
That's rude.
Who's going back to Los Angeles?
Oh, Graham's never going back to L.A.?
I'm moving
here,
guys.
Did you hear he quit show business? No, he's going to give back that name tag. The guy wants it back.
Oh, you want it back?
Yeah.
Not if I smash
it. He put a lot of work into it. Maybe that'd be a fun project. You could put it back together for next time.
Yeah.
Take Graham out and put John Hamm in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck off. How's that sound, St. Louis? Looks like I'm not living here.
Now that you know what I look like, I expect there'd be a fucking place card at where I sit.
Oh, you know what? That scene could use like a server standing next to the table. Or just someone over in the corner going, girls, man.
I imagine they're all looking at me because I'm like, I'm doing stand-up. And they're like, this guy's...
And we're all looking at you like, we're trying to do Douglas movies.
Right.
Why
but
are
your
you
show's
just doing
next.
Your stand-up? Oh, we're just waiting in the back while you do your show?
Yep.
All right. Let's play something I like to call the new game, a.k.a. the Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. IMDb, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton. Fun new game. Graham's played it.
Should I do that?
I was just doing sound effects. Karen's older, tired cat voice.
I go to sleep.
Wow, the voiceover business is going to come calling for you.
Watch me just all of a sudden get a shitload of work.
Karen, can you read this character we've got called Sleepy Cat?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Oh, you turn it down as the character? I don't think I can do it. I'm a sleepy cat.
Voiceover sessions are long.
It kind of sounds like Droopy Dog.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Here's how this game works, Karen.
and Jeff, I guess, needs to know also. We're going to get the name of an actor, actress, or director who has a lot of movies to their credit, and then we will take turns naming. This is kind of like your game, naming a movie that person has been in until we can't think of anymore.
It's a fun game.
So, and if you can't think of one within a reasonable time, a few seconds, then you're out. Yeah. I'm going to play as well because I love to play this game.
It's fun.
And let's get the guy who made Graham's name tag. What's his name again?
Nate.
Nate. Let's have Nate pick an actor, actress, or director. Somebody with a lot of credits.
Ed Norton.
Ed Norton.
Ed Norton. Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Norton.
I like this. God. This is good. So since Graham won the last game, we'll let him go first, and then we'll go to Karen, then Jeff, and then me.
I will go with American History X.
That's the only one I know.
That's the only one you know?
Fuck.
That is so unfortunate that he went right for that.
God damn it.
Just any Ed Norton movie.
It seems so easy.
It does, because there's so many of them to choose from. Just pick
JFK.
One.
JFK.
What?
JFK. He played John Kennedy Jr.
Am I
going
to have to look this up to see if he was in that? He's not JFK.
He was a little saluting.
If you're going to guess a movie, though, that was a good one to guess because it has about 50 famous people in it.
How was I going?
Yeah,
it was
pretty smart. But nice try, Karen.
All right, go ahead.
All right. You're out. You don't have to leave or anything.
I knew it.
Primal Fear.
Primal Fear. There you go.
Oh, that's a great
Academy
movie.
Academy Award nominated nominated performance for him for that. Primal Fear. I was trying to talk and write down Primal Fear at the same time. Change it to Primary Fear, but we know what it means. I'm going to go with The Italian Job. Which, if you're going to get a job, that's one of the better ones to get.
Hello, I'm working in Italy,
Italian Job is where they, you know, they sort of jerk you off like your dick's a pizza.
That's a spicy meatball.
Oh, wow, you're jerking off Karen?
God damn.
And Stalling also. Name a movie that stars Ed Norton.
Rounders.
Or you could have a small part in it. Rounders. Oh, that's a good one.
Pierogi. That's more like an Italian hand job. It's like a pierogi. Fight Club.
Fight Club. I'm going to go Death to Smoochie.
And I think that's it.
That's all of his movies. Yeah. We did it, you guys. Pretty well done. Graham?
Shit, no. I'm fucking blanking out. I can picture...
It's hard.
There's a bunch of movies I can picture him in, but I...
Sure, just look at him. There he is, Ed Norton in a movie.
I see him.
That movie he did with...
Oh, yes, that one.
With Robert De Niro.
We're going to need the title of that film. Don't help him, you guys. I know you're dying
Robert
to help him.
Robert De Niro. They take place in Montreal. They're criminals. Oh.
3 seconds.
Shit.
2 seconds.
Marlon Brando's in it?
Second.
God damn it.
Time's up. Jeff, what do you got?
The Score.
I gave you that goddamn movie on a goddamn silver platter while wearing a red shirt.
That's part of Edward Norton's I'm pretending to be someone else when everyone's right. looking at me, but I'm really this guy when no one's looking at me.
Yeah, that's his whole
roles,
wheelhouse.
Primal Fear, The Score. He's not really mentally handicapped.
I thought it was called The Heist, though.
No, Heist is a David Mamet movie.
Just Heist is it's David Mamet, heist, but isn't there something called The Heist?
No.
Okay.
Jeff is definitely the authority on films.
No. I have a book coming out called Comedy Film Geeks. Right? It's just like me and my friend, and we're just like, check.
You couldn't even change film to movie and comedy to humor. You know, try a little harder to disguise it.
Comedians, joke.
People versus Larry Flint.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out. Jeff.
It's up to you, Captain.
What do you got, Jeff? Ed Norton.
Fucking 15 Minutes. Was that the name of a movie?
That's or just throw us about
that movie.
Rainy Sunday.
It was a movie, but it was De Niro and a couple of guys.
Edward Burns. Was
Edward Burns.
Shit. I meant Saving Private Ryan. Probably.
Not in that.
You don't know. You don't know.
I actually do know. He's not in that.
That was early in his career, and they had a lot of extras.
All right. Moonrise Kingdom, I win.
Oh, Moonrise Kingdom.
I've seen all those movies. Couldn't get one.
The Honeymooners. Ed Norton was in The Honeymooners.
Yes, that was one That's of the names of the characters. I could have gone a lot more rounds on that one. That was a good choice.
More? Will you name one more?
The Painted Veil?
Nope.
Wow.
Almost.
It was about cholera.
How many?
Hulk, of course. Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk, The Illusionist. Keeping the Faith with Ben Stiller.
I'm furious at myself now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's the Third Born movie?
Dude's made some movies.
Yeah.
No, the fourth
one. There's no getting around it.
But the thing is, he doesn't have a lot of movies where he's the lead star. It's his vehicle. That's,
yeah.
You know he doesn't go on talk shows and stuff.
Like Leaves of Grass. Leaves of Grass is another one.
Yeah.
But it was a good round.
Thank you for suggesting that, Nate.
And
when you said The Painted Veil, two people in the front high-fived.
That's so awesome. Film nerd.
Like it was their first date or something. They were like,
Painted Veil.
He proposed to me during that movie. And now Doug Benson mentioned it. Who the fuck is?
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Aw, shit.
Yeah. Do we have enough time to play Love and Hate and Like Hate?
No, we don't.
God damn it. Can we just do that later?
Yeah, if we have some extra time. If we have extra time, we'll do...
In the parking lot. I hear that game on the show, and I'm like, oh, fucking... Like, I hear the one... Like, I want to do all the ones you've done already again. I know fucking Bill Murray movies.
That was... Bill Murray was this game, the new game. But the Love Like, Hate Like was...
It's fun to do Sandra Bullock.
We did Matt Damon... Sandra Bullock.
We did Vin Diesel. We did Vin Diesel in Philly.
Yeah, Vinny D. That was good.
Yeah, Forces of Nature is a movie I hate to love. It looks fucking great. Have you seen it? It looks great. The rain and shit. God damn it. Steve Zahn's in it.
Sandy B. and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably under Exhibit A of why people are mad that he's playing Batman.
I'm not mad.
I'm not either. I don't get it. He's got the chin.
And that's all you see.
He looks more.
He's a good actor when he's in good things, and it's probably going to be good, you know?
I hope we find out he's directing it.
Yeah.
Also, because he's directed three movies, and they're all fucking great.
Yeah.
I think Zack Snyder's directing it, but what were you going to say?
I was going to say, he looks more, and I love Christian Bale, but he looks more like Bruce Wayne from the comic than Christian Bale did. Like, that's how Bruce Wayne and Batman are drawn.
Yeah,
it's 6'4", 6'5", dark hair, square
chin. I guess it doesn't just come down to the looks, though. I guess people just think of him as like a, you know, like the guy that was with J-Lo and made Geely and, you know, all those.
They got to let that shit go, man. The Town and Argo, he's fucking awesome, man.
I honestly thought Graham would stab me in the neck when I said I don't care that Ben Affleck is Batman. He hates everything I like. And then to find out he's on board with this, I think we're finally reaching some common ground.
Name something else that you like.
Con Air.
Con Air?
Ooh!
It's a great movie. That's a great fucking movie.
Oh, not to me. I was scared in that movie.
Do you not like...
Wait, back up.
Very scary.
You didn't like it because it was scary?
Yes.
She's afraid to fly.
Do you know what movie we're talking about?
Yes, the part where Nicolas Cage goes and is going to rape some kid. Yeah, I do remember it.
No, Steve Buscemi is the rapist. No. Nicolas Cage is the hero. He's the hero. He doesn't rape kids.
He saves bunnies.
He shouldn't have even gone to jail.
Before raping them.
The least believable part in that movie is how terrible his fucking lawyer is. He's an army ranger in there, and he's like, plead guilty, you only do four. Just fucking the two people who worked there and you were in the army doesn't even go to trial.
Yeah.
No one raped a kid in that movie. They raped kids before the movie started or whatever, before they got on the plane, they did some shit.
They're horrible people.
Yeah, the idea is they're all horrible criminals that he's stuck on this plane with, and that therein lies some of the tension. It worked. It scared you.
They're the bad guys.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But that is the scene where Steve Buscemi's in the playground with the little girl is pretty creepy.
How does that guy who just goes, no, 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 and defends Con Air to the letter say, I liked Lone Ranger?
Oh, we have,
that's
to, go, we
my
have
dilemma.
To go back to Lone Ranger.
I'm not bringing up Lone Ranger to restart that up, but...
You are bringing it up again.
I am bringing it up. But you like Con Air, which is good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Then how does... All right.
Lone Ranger, also fun. He rides a horse onto a train. I feel like...
But Karen was scared when he was like going to molest that squirrel.
I didn't like that part.
Every time, desert squirrel. Every time anybody mentions Lone Ranger, they leave out the part where he rides a horse onto a train. That's fucking awesome.
It's like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, but with a horse.
Yes.
I stand
and not
corrected.
Just like touch and cuts.
It's crazy.
And a John Voight face comes off.
I cannot stand the pulling John off Voight of the faces face. In the Mission Impossible movies.
Do you think
could,
that was a
if
real
if you
mask?
Could put on a face that's that realistic, why would you ever look like yourself? If you're supposed to be a spy, you would never walk around as yourself.
Well, and you would never reveal that.
And you'd never pull it off in front of people. Wait, we're still doing a show?
Have you ever once seen the look on someone's face when you've pulled your face off? Holy shit, it's worth it. It is worth it. They are as surprised as they've ever been.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Holmes.
Wow, Pete's really been,
That's actually less surprising.
I was going to say he's been really controlling himself tonight.
It's
very subdued Pete Holmes when he's wearing the Graham mask.
Pete Holmes doesn't know how to whistle.
You won that.
So yeah, but you came in closest.
Yes.
You came in second, so you get to start off the Leonard Maltin game because I can't play that one.
Okay.
Because I'm looking right at the answer.
I wish I was.
The whole time. Karen, you're going to be great.
Just explain it to me as we go, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know any Edward Norton movies. I've seen all of them.
Well, it's too bad. Edward Norton has a birthday today. 2004. And then it's like, what if it was an Edward Norton movie right now? And then she's like, all 11, and name it. Yeah.
Ed all Norton. Right.
I'll catch on. I'm good. I love games, so...
You're going to be so great at this.
Ugh.
But we're going to start with Jeff and go to Graham.
Right.
So then you don't have to play till third, so you'll figure it out by then, like most of the better guests.
She might win that. Didn't like Willy Wonka win when we were in Madison or something like that?
I don't think
No,
did.
I won.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't win.
Graham?
Technicality.
Nope, straight up. Head-to-head competition.
Willy Wonka, big winner in Madison.
Here are your category options, Jeff. Would you like, at Topiary Skeleton suggested, Million Dollar Baby Arm, and that's movies with male frontal nudity. Thanks, Topiary Skeleton. At Cuntatron.
Oh, Cuntatron.
I can't think of any other way to pronounce it. I kept looking at it like, maybe it's supposed to be Cuntatron.
Oh, what that's you?
Cuntatron. Why would you call yourself that?
I'm a robotic cunt, here to attack Tokyo. Cuntatron was the only name
Cuntatron
left?
Cuntatron was the only name left on Twitter.
They're all taken.
You couldn't go with Cockatron too?
Yeah.
That means someone now has
funny.
Cuntatron too. Cunt underscore Tron underscore two.
I don't think
Tron.
So. I don't think anybody has it.
What's it?
But since she lives here, she suggested Arch Enemies, and that's movies where landmarks get destroyed.
Oh, that's great. That's a great one.
Landmarks get destroyed.
Way to go, Cuntatron.
And that Cuntatron is a thinker.
Yeah, she is.
And celebrating a birthday today, Tyler Perry.
Darn it.
So the films of Tyler Perry.
Please, no.
Which ones? Karen's trying to influence Jeff's decision. Which one would you like to play? Male frontal nudity, Tyler Perry, or Landmarks Being Destroyed?
I'm going to go Landmarks.
Yeah!
Oh, boy.
Would you like a movie where... You don't have to talk during these parts, Karen. people know you're still here and that you're not going to be good at it.
I didn't
what?
Talk. I didn't talk.
You said, oh, boy.
Oh, sorry.
We just don't need to hear a lot of you fretting. It's not even your turn yet. These guys might shut it down. You might not even have to play.
I get it. All right, let's go.
Would you like a movie where something is destroyed from 2006 or 1998 or 2006? Jeff. Did you think I was asking someone else?
No, I was thinking.
Oh.
I was trying to, with my mind, make you change 1998 to something else. I go 2006.
Okay. In 2006, a landmark was destroyed, maybe more than one, in this movie that Leonard gives 2 stars. He says about this movie that there's little emotion in this movie. And he also says that... this movie shortchanges character development in favor of special effects. 2006, 2 stars, and Leonard lists a whopping 19 names.
All right.
How many names?
Ooh. That's a lot of names.
Wow. Never seen so many names. How many do you need, Jeff? You can go for the Pete Holmes 19.
I'm not going to go 19 because everything you said played into what I thought it was. I'm going to go -1.
Oh, boy.
So it goes to me then?
Yeah, Graham's next.
Well, you got to name that movie, Jeff Tate.
All right, so the name of the movie and then the top billed performer in that movie.
2006.
Yeah, if you say so.
Is it the Day After Tomorrow and Jake Gyllenhaal?
No and no. I loved how I stared at it for a while. Like I really had to double check. What did you think it was, Graham?
I honestly thought it was... I was thinking it was that, and I was trying to...
I believe the Golden
Ooh,
Gate...
that's
Golden,
what I thought
Golden
it was,
Gate
too.
Bridge, amongst other things.
Yeah.
Gets destroyed.
Yeah, I think they show the Statue of Liberty gets taken out of
2006,
that.
Yeah. And your top billed person would be Hugh Jackman. And the motion picture is called X-Men The Last Stand. Oh. Graham Elwood is on the board. Graham
Ba-boom.
Has a point!
Let's do it, buddy!
Karen looks like she has a question.
No.
Thank you, Cuntatron. Thank you for your selection of category. You have an amazing gut. A tron.
Come on.
Every other name was taken on Twitter. That's such a shame.
Wow, so Twitter's just maxed out. No one can join anymore? It's
She's
all
like
just...
somebody already took Karen Anderson. Hi.
Hi, I did.
Yeah. Now, you ready to go first, Karen?
Sure.
All right, you're going to get to pick a category.
All right.
And then from you, we'll go to Graham, because he challenged Jeff on that last one. Would you like, at Jesse Karp suggested Lawn of the Dead, and that's movies that have scenes that take place in a cemetery.
Okay.
Or at Reaper Matt at ATT Matt at suggested Lou Diamond Phillips. And that's movies that have a toilet, a diamond, or Wilson Phillips.
That's awesome!
Out of those two?
You get a third one. At Fooled You Twice suggested glad he ate her. And then he even wrote in the tweet, you know, like, gladiator. And that's movies that have cannibals in them. Movies with cannibal behavior.
Well, I gotta go for number two, I guess.
Just because the audience liked it?
Well, I feel like I might have seen some of those movies. There was three subjects, though.
This movie either it might have more than one of these things, but it definitely has a bathroom, a diamond, or a appearance by Wilson Phillips. 2 stars from Leonard for this movie from, it's quite recent, 2011. He says about this movie that it was the last film of an actress who was in it. And he also says that a frequent guest of Doug Loves Movies, he doesn't phrase it that way, I am, appears in this movie unbilled. And he lists 13 names. How many names do you think you get it in? And of course, the smart play here, if you don't have an idea what movie it is to go ahead and bid all 13 names. What are you going to do, Karen?
I'm going to bid all 13 names.
Yeah!
Nicely done. Now what kind of kind of nonsense has Graham got cooking over there?
13 names. I will go with... Seven.
Seven names. That's a big leap. I thought you might... have a little fun with it and let Karen have all the names and watch her squirm. But Graham.
Well, this way I can play along.
Yeah, let's keep the game going.
Yeah, he made his choice. I just thought it'd be, you know, funny.
6.
Now, Karen, yeah, don't look at Graham now.
I say he's got to name it because I can't go below that. I mean, is that how you do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Way to fucking figure it out in your first round. A lot of people are like, no, I'm not being an asshole. So many guests come on the show and never figure that out, and you fucking bam.
We've discussed earlier how Karen's seen the show before. She's listened to it.
Oh.
I handed her a card with all the rules on it. No, but she's doing great.
So
she's doing great.
So he's got to name it in 6? Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on. He looks very pensive.
I'm just so happy Graham can't get a point this time. I don't.
All right. I'll give you your 6 names. Okay. Maybe you'll pull this out.
That's a fucking crazy laugh.
Ben Falcone. Franklin Ajay. Terry Crews. Rebel Wilson. Jill Clayburg and Matt Lucas are your 6 names. 2011. It's got a bathroom, a diamond, or Lou Diamond Wilson Phillips. 2 stars from Leonard. 2011's the year.
Is it Scream 4?
I know it.
What? Which one of those things do you think is in Scream 4?
Rebel Wilson.
I meant a toilet or a diamond or Wilson Phillips.
Toilet.
Karen has something to add.
Can I name it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. He failed.
Is it Bridesmaids?
Yeah, it's Bridesmaids. But you understand that you got the point just because he couldn't name it. Yeah, yeah. But that was fun that you figured it out.
Well, I actually figured it out from the beginning, but I couldn't think it was that easy. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm sorry, but... Wow.
I did the same thing.
I mean, it's got a shitter in it.
I totally
So the two people who honed in on it knew what it was.
Yep.
Played like they had no idea.
Yep.
And then also lost.
Yep.
While Graham, who did not know what it was.
I figured it was Bridesmaids.
Oh, okay. So everybody knew what it was.
But I just...
Interesting.
Well, I'm glad to know that, you know, it's something I might know.
That's so cute. Yeah, it is something you might know. That's,
all right.
Yeah, that's how it works. You just never know what's going to come along that you might know.
All right,
listen.
Yeah, I don't want to slow it down. Let's go.
You're really Tony Camini-ing me on this. Remember when he was on Dining with Doug and Karen? He constantly telling me, all right, let's move along. Let's go.
I don't.
Yeah. Of course you don't remember. We get so drunk at those.
You're on the board. You have a point, Karen.
Yes.
So Jeff's trailing with no points.
Yeah, but lots of moxie.
All right, moxie. That means we start with Graham. Gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Karen. And you get to choose between at Manti Tybo.
That must have been right before, yeah. That must have been the second to last name right after Contra Tron ran out, right?
I think it's a play on Manti Te'o.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Changes to Tybo. Yeah. I don't know what Contra Tron is a play on. He suggested, or she, I didn't check.
Neither did he.
We are farmers. Dun, 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 dun. And that's movies that have farms in them. At Amanda Graves suggested 16 Candles, and that's movies that were released 16 years ago. Yeah. And then at Connoria, it's like the name Connor, but diarrhea. _ Connoria _ suggested Cars 2 Judgment Day. And that's animated films where a character dies. Yeah. Which one of those would you like to play, Graham?
I will go with... I'll go with 16 years ago.
16 years ago.
Yes.
So that's what, 97?
The year is 1997. 2 stars from Leonard. He calls this a contrived movie about a woman... I don't know why he's so angry at women. And he says, too bad they didn't lose the anticlimactic final action sequence from this movie from 16 years ago. 2 stars once again. And Leonard lists a meager 6 names. How many
Boy, that's not a lot.
How
many names? That's not a lot that he says about it. He just says he doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of a game where you have to hear some of these names and then figure it out. Putting it all together, you've really got half the puzzle at this point, and it's a shit puzzle.
Yeah, I gotta go with. I gotta go.
You don't get to go with anything. We're starting with Graham.
I gotta give it to Graham. I mean, this is.
Thank you, Karen. Very kind of you. Wow. So it goes, what's the order? It goes me and then who else is next?
It's going to go from you to Karen because she challenged Jeff last time. And you and Karen both have a point. 6 names, Graham.
I will go 6 names.
Okay.
I will go 5.
Jeff, buddy, I smell an opportunity.
Jesus, I know what the choices are.
Everybody, they love to tell you like they think that you're thinking the same thing they're thinking. Therefore, what they're yelling at you is the way to go.
I'm totally thinking what most of these people are thinking.
They yelled out 3 different options.
No, only a couple people did. The rest of them were thinking what I'm thinking.
What's that?
Name it.
Yeah, I think you're going to get on the board. But they have faith in you, Karen.
I thought that You Got It Kid was directed at me.
5 names. 2007.
Huh?
1997.
1997, I mean. That's what I meant. I get those two.
You're
mixed
guessing
up.
That's the name of the movie?
No.
Yeah, 1997.
1997.
Yeah, and you're 5 out of 6 names. We're going to hear 5 of the actors in this movie, and you're only not going to hear the top billed person.
Okay.
Daniel Von Bargen?
Bargy.
That's rough.
Jason Beige? Beige? B-E-G-H-E? How do you pronounce that?
Beige.
Scott Wilson?
Ooh.
Anne Bancroft? And Viggo Mortensen.
And the movie is called...
The guy in a wheelchair thingy? Oh. No, I simply don't know.
Fair enough.
I simply don't know.
That's cool.
Who's the number one guy?
It's not a guy. Remember I told you it's about a woman?
Yeah.
What was it? One of the clues. I thought that was a pretty strong clue. Because the woman's name is Demi Moore, and the movie's G.I. Jane.
Wowza.
G.I. Jane. We've got a three-way tie.
Yeah. That's right. Anne Bancroft plays the senator that's doing it. Got it. Got it. Viggo Mortensen's the
Daniel Von Bargen lives in Cincinnati and drinks at a bar by Go Bananas. Just straight whiskey. And he never shaves, but he looks like he doesn't look good.
Is that McLeavy's? Is he drinking McLeavy's?
No, down the street a little bit, like a block down the street at the Village Tavern. And then he tried to, and then he shot himself and then called the police after he shot himself because he had just shot himself. But he called and was like, I just did this. You should come get me. And then they did, and I guess he's probably still at that bar.
I can't believe what a Daniel Von Bargen treasure trove.
DVB.
We've opened.
Right, he played the devil in No Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, okay. I'll have to pay more attention to that guy.
No, I think he's done acting.
So he doesn't try to kill himself again. He's not in a lot of Cincinnati productions?
No.
All right. Where do we go from here? Who starts us off? Graham starts us off because he wasn't involved in that, or
I don't know. I started off, but Jeff got the point. So she.
Who challenged him though?
Jeff asked.
I challenged her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And since she didn't get it, so that means we do start with Graham and go to Jeff. So Karen, you might not have to do anything. We'll see. Graham gets to pick a category between these three options. Would you like? Matt Picasso suggested The Thin Red Line, and that's movies that have misspelled titles. Like a word in the title is misspelled. Thin Red Line. Another, oh shit, I should have just gone right to the tiebreaker, but it's too hard. I don't want to explain it to Karen, so let's just...
She caught on the rest of it pretty quick.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't think she's ready for asparagus pee.
I am too.
Okay, let's do it. Asparagus pee. Now, Karen, what we're going to need you to do is we've got, in the other room, we've got some asparagus.
Yes. Then what?
Well, then we just fucking see what happens.
What?
We just...
This makes no sense.
Just think you'd love some asparagus. It's brain food. No, the tiebreaker... The Tybo Baker.
I'm going to get it. Don't worry. Just tell me.
I will. And you will. I have much faith in you. But Graham gets to go first, and you're going third, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
In the asparagus pea category, I read the entire review, soup to nuts. I tell you everything, and then I tell you how many names there are, and then the bidding begins. Becomes a game of knowing what actors are in the movie. It becomes negative names. And you know how negative names works? You say, if you say I can name it in two negative names, then you have to name the top two billed people in the movie, according to Leonard.
In the right order.
Yeah. Okay.
So everyone in this room, theoretically, is going to know the title of this movie by the time I get through with this. It did not work when I did it with, what movie was it? The Western? Nobody could figure it out. But this time you guys are going to know this movie.
All right, that's what we're doing.
310 to Yuma.
It wasn't that one.
That's a good movie, though.
Good movie.
Silverado was the movie, and everybody just thought it was...
Oh, I just saw that.
Everyone thought it was Wyatt Earp. Or no, Tombstone. All right, but get those ideas out of your head, because this movie is from 1972. The 1970s answer to Gone with the Wind from Mario Puzo's novel on the violent life and times of mafia patriarch Don Corleone. Pulp Fiction raised to the highest level, a film of epic proportions, masterfully done and set to Nino Rota's memorable music, absolutely irresistible, Academy Award winner for Best Picture, Actor, Screenplay. Baby in the baptism scene is actually Coppola's infant daughter, Sophia, who later ruined The Godfather Part 3. No, it just says she co-starred in Godfather Part 3. And of course, this movie was followed by two sequels, and Leonard Liss...
No, it was followed by one sequel. Third one does not count.
Finally, somebody took down that third Godfather movie. And Leonard
they
Liss...
They took Godfather 3 down on Cheers in 1990.
16 names, Graham Elwood. How many do you think you can name? And you got to get them in the right order. And of course, you'll have to name the film. Very confident fellow in the audience thinks you can do it.
I got the names. It's just
17.
What's the order? That's the big dilemma with this.
That's the dilemma, Graham. That's what this round's all about, is the order of those names.
I got one of those sent to my door the other day, a dilemmagram.
Yeah.
That was going to be my Twitter name, but they were all out of them.
It's like a bird. So
you went with cuntgram?
Yeah, I went cuntgram. Cuntgram!
A dilemmagram's like one, a birthday gram, but it's sung by a real sad dude.
No, it's
somebody
whistled.
Comes to your door and just, you know, they
hey, you blocked me in. It's shit like that.
They make you realize, yeah, there's
can you move
something's
your car?
Up.
You blocked me
there's
in.
There's a problem. There's a dilemma that needs solving.
I backed into your mailbox. But, like, to a tune. Does any of that help you,
you're
Graham?
You're just helping him. You're helping him to stall is what you're doing.
All right, I'm going to go -4.
Oh, lordy!
Now it comes to me.
If yeah. I go down, I go
I
down
say,
big.
-4. Go do it. You do it. Name
I
it,
thought
Graham.
You were going to bid less.
I'm going to bid the same, but Graham has to say them. I say
you
name
think
it.
You could do it -4 also?
No, no. I just want Graham to do it. I don't know what the what fucking order. I don't even know what movie this is. Jaws?
It's no Con Air. We'll tell you that much.
It goes, what is it? It goes Robert Quint, Richard Dreyfuss, Roy Scheider,
Robert
and
Quint.
The Shark.
You think they hired a guy named Quint to play
that's,
Quint?
I believe that's 1975 or 76.
Oh, let's that's what I got wrong, Graham?
Let's get this Quint guy to play
oh, Shaw,
the Quint
Robert
character.
Shaw. Thank you.
Robert Shaw.
Thank you. Robert Shaw. Go -4, Graham. Name it.
Yeah, you got to name the movie first.
The movie, I believe, is called The Godfather. In order from top bill down is...
And congratulations, by the way, Jeff.
Top
oh,
down.
You cocksucker.
That's
there's no way in hell you're going to get this.
All right.
People have faith in you.
It is.
Jeff is ready to fight somebody.
It is Marlon Brando.
Yeah. That's what I said.
It is Al Pacino.
That's what I said.
Then it is. Then it is, yes, someone said Britney Spears, yes, and Katy Perry. Did I get it? Did I win it all? It is Marlon Brando, it is Al Pacino, and then it is...
Pick some of all those names.
Diane Keaton and Robert Duvall. Shut your fucking mouth! Robert Duvall and Diane Keaton.
Play it back.
Now let's see it.
The reason I knew you wouldn't be able to get it is the fourth billed actor is named Richard Castellano.
Yeah, the father of Dan Castellaneta, who is the voice of Homer Simpson.
Was I right on the third name?
No, that was James Caan.
That's who I guessed James Caan, but
yeah,
I would have got...
That's Sonny. And, but you got Pacino, Brando and Pacino, right?
And once again, Graham is taken down by his own hubris. I found out what hubris meant earlier today. I've been dying to use it.
That's yeah, because Graham, if you'd have gone just if you'd have gone two names, nobody would have dared go three. I don't think. Maybe you were
three.
Worried about Jeff.
I would have gone three.
And you would have put James Caan in the third slot.
There's only three people in that movie that I know are in that movie, and it's those three.
I would have maybe said Robert Duvall.
I would have tried to slide Italian guy as the fourth one, and just hope you bought it. Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, James Caan. We call him Jimmy around our house. Jimmy Caan. And, you know, some Italian guy. That's all four.
Where'd you get that album from? Let's give away the prize bag. Who are you playing for?
That was the bottom of the ninth. The Joe Carter walk-off. We win. Yeah,
get that album over there.
It's that guy, right?
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Justin.
That's where we have the name tag. There you go, Justin. Congratulations.
Justin, congratulations.
Give him his album back. You don't want your Sharky's machine?
So sorry, dude.
Oh, I'm keeping
the album, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, but that played into it.
Oh, that's why you chose it? Because you really want to have it?
Well, the guy showed me a picture of Burt Reynolds, and from a distance, I was on board. And then I got closer, and he, you know, it's just a sticker, but I still...
His face on it looks like he's like, oh, I'm so worried I have a gun.
What's the metal part?
Like, he's got a gun, and he's very concerned looking.
He's a detective,
I wish
man.
I didn't have
he's
this
got
gun,
some
man.
Shit to... He's got stuff to do.
And did that take... That took place in Atlanta, I think? I think so.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the album yet.
All right. Well, pass those other shitheads down to me, if you will. Just, I'm sure that Graham's has a peel-off. Does this peel off, too? Oh, it's just written on there.
Nate wants me to smash it, so we should make a vine of this.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
No, don't make them do it.
They don't want him to smash it.
No, no. No, no. They're too good.
He wants me to smash it, the guy who made it, but you...
Want you to smash it? He's being peer pressured into you smashing his.
No, but there's a bunch of people
project.
Who don't want him to smash it.
He also wants us to pull his underwear over his head.
All right, how many people do not want it smashed?
No.
No. I don't want it smashed. I don't want it smashed.
How many people want it smashed?
Animals.
Animals. I can't be a party to this.
Hey, come. Oh.
I'm not good.
Oh, you didn't commit to it. I thought you really were going to walk all the way off. I was just going to say, stick around for the stand-up show.
God.
Oh, yeah. There's
more. Yeah. What about your hand up like an old guy at a urinal?
Who's gonna be in charge of making the vine of this? Because I'm, as you know, I'm terrible at making vines, and we want a good one of it getting smashed.
Yeah, will
you
if
make
he
it?
Makes the vine, will you revine it?
Yeah, I'll revine it.
Yeah. All right, Nate, make the vine.
Yeah, make the vine of your own destruction, Nate.
Oh, God,
I can't watch this.
No, this
I
don't want awful.
I can't watch this.
I can make another one.
Are they like little voodoo figures? Is this going to hurt me? Go easy on you and me, Graham.
Palm strike.
Palm strike those fuckers.
How much do you want in it?
Just get a quick establishing shot.
Are you going to do one of those wrestling things where you go down on your elbow on it, or?
Oh.
These savages.
Yeah, that would hurt his elbow.
Well, I don't know what he could
I'm not going to do that.
It might be a jiu-jitsu.
You don't want what? You don't want to hear me say go? Do you want to hear me say go? All right, so we're ready?
Just go like this with your hand.
Yeah, you'll only have a few seconds once he's vining.
I'll just go ready, go, and then I'll make a big foot and then come on down and smash it.
Yeah, and then grind it around a little. 6 seconds.
I can't believe how much pain some of the woman. Hey, Jeff T.
Jeff T. rescued us.
The greatest part was the one of the women who was so opposed to me smashing it was like, "No, no. Well, but get the camera out. Might as well make it some fucking good footage off of this shit." All right, Nate. You gotta get off your knees, dude. It looks creepy now. And just sit on your knees at right around my waist level. That's cool. Yeah, I'll give you a goddamn diorama.
I'm happy.
Thank you, everybody, here for coming tonight.
Thank you!
Graham's gonna go set up. Graham Elwood, everybody. He would have stomped that thing.
Oh.
He would have stomped it.
That's great.
He was up for the challenge. And then Jeff Tate, our rescuer, he's back there in the green room now, just holding on to that thing like a mother cub, mother and her cubs.
What are you doing?
He went out to the parking lot.
He ran all the way out the building?
Look at, he's got his luggage. What about Jesus. This? What do you read about that?
This is a part of the show where, as a consolation prize,
The people that lost today get. Will say anybody they want is a shithead.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll stay for this.
So I'm going to say, yeah, hang out for it.
Yeah, they're all leaving.
It's fun. No, you can do
one
whatever you want.
One rescued something, so that doesn't count as leaving.
Whatever you do, just do it quietly. That's all I ask. Karen Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Did you have fun, Karen? Do you want to do this again sometime?
I loved it.
I told
think
you
be
not
good.
To speak.
Whoops.
I asked her a question. But yeah, that was fun having you on here, so we'll do it again sometime. And as always, Ben Travers is a shithead.
Woo! Yeah, fuck that guy!
Well, Graham needs a little bit more time to set up the merch table, so... are you going to do a set in the late show tonight, Karen? Are you going to do some stand-up? People want to see it.
It's kind of just dirty stuff.
Yeah. Tell your arch story again.
Which one was it?
You talked all about going to the arch today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do something, yeah. But not long. Just interrupt me fast.
Do like 5 minutes.
Ooh. All right.
That's not that long.
Try to figure it out. Interview me again.
What do you want to do? A Star Search 2?
You know, Kevin James beat me on that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Kevin James was here last night playing a gigantic opera house.
That is so weird. I had no idea.
Yeah. And he was the one that defeated you on Star Search.
Yes.
Did he go on to win a bunch of times in a row?
He went on to become the King of Queens. I could have been the Queen of Queens.
Wait, that was a prize on Star Search? Is you got to star on a CBS show
for 10
years?
No, he won the 100 grand.
He did?
Yep.
I don't remember him being a winner of that, but I guess you're right. Thank you to everybody who came tonight. I really appreciate it. And as always, my inability to sculpt Sam Levine is a shithead.